Hi, this is Scott Simon, formerly with the Big 1490 KBIX on the afternoon drive, of course. Right now I'm sitting in here in the wonderful, plush, spacious newsroom at Newstalk 1520 KOMA here in Oklahoma City. Thought I'd chip in my 2 cents worth about the end of KBIX as it was back on January 10th, 2003, since it's January 2004 now. Heck, that only makes sense. Actually, of course, I was there that night, had to be there. Matter of fact, I was dividing my time at that point between Oklahoma City and Muskogee, but I knew I couldn't miss this final episode of the Jerry Pippin Show. If I miss anything about KBIX, and I certainly do miss a lot about it, including, of course, my show every day on the Big 1490, the thing I miss the most, I think, is just being able to come down to the Seavers building at night anytime I wanted to and come watch Jerry Pippin weave his magic over the blue ether on his show. Of course, you can still listen to his show on jerrypippin.com. There's a plug for you. I was listening, jumped in my car on January 10th because we knew the show, KBIX anyway, was going to go south, going to switch to the Sports Animal, which is based up here somewhere in Oklahoma City, at around 5 or 5:30. Complete the whole thing. Again, I really miss KBIX. Matter of fact, when I'm in Muskogee, about 6 o'clock, if I'm driving around, my hand still reaches out for the dial to turn it on, KBIX, and hear the Jerry Pippin Show. Even though you can't anymore, you can still hear it on the internet. Glad to see he's still going. And I'm just glad to count myself as a good friend of Jerry Pippin. This is Scott Simon, closing out this, as I did my show, every day by saying, if it wasn't for you, it just wouldn't be for me.
By the way, if you would like to continue to hear these programs, you can go over to our website, jerrypippin.com, and click on the on-demand section, and you'll see a picture of Stan Freberg. You click that on, and you can hear these radio shows anytime you want to. 24/7. They always have an interesting menu there for you to choose from. This is the last part of the Jerry Pippin broadcast on KBIX Radio. Coming up here on midnight, that means we have about 17 hours more of oldies, and then KBIX, as far as oldies, will be history. KBIX will be going off the air about 5 o'clock tomorrow night. They'll be moving the equipment to Tulsa. The station has been sold to a group of stations in Tulsa, and all of the operations here are being moved there. Now, KBIX will still have a sales office here on the ninth floor, but as far as actual broadcasting, it'll all be coming from Tulsa. And the new format, which will be on Monday morning, if not earlier, is called the Sports Animal. And basically, it's a feed from WWLS over in Norman, in which they do hot sports talk. We've enjoyed the last 3 years here at KBIX Radio. We personally will be continuing with our internet broadcast, just like we're doing now. And we have some big plans for lots of things to be doing on the internet. As we mentioned, one of the things will be the first week in February will be at the Flamingo Laughlin, a hotel and casino, for the big UFO and EB contest, in which they give the best film awards for the UFO films of the year, and we'll be talking to lots of people there. And that'll be on the web the first week of February. We'll be doing quite a few things like that on our webcast, but as far as being on KBIX Radio, I guess this is it, as far as radio is concerned, as far as regular radio stations are concerned, and Jerry Pippin. Oh, we might do some more syndication. But I really would be hesitant to go to another radio station because I got a little streak here. I started here at KBIX Radio in 1955, maybe 56 right in there. It's a little foggy. It's a long time back when I was in the high school. And then I ended my radio career here at KBIX Radio in 2003. And it's now January 10th. And KBIX Radio came on the air April 30th, 1936, in Muskogee. And it's leaving Muskogee January 10th, 2003. I hope you can join us on the web. I'd like to thank everybody that's helped us out. Scott Simon's here tonight, and he He's got a little tape that we're going to close out with after I close up with my regular standard close. And Sue Hansen's here, who has been our in-studio producer for over a year now and helped us out quite a lot. And, of course, our webmaster, Larry Dickin, in Secaucus, New Jersey. We hope you continue to check us out on the web at jerrypippin.com. Until the next time we meet, cheers.
Scott Simon, who had recorded that off the radio, that explains the quality on that. That was our final broadcast on KBIX radio exactly a year ago. It's interesting to see that Sue Hansen was still working with us, and she's in Las Vegas, Nevada now. Larry Dickens, still our webmaster and producer of the UFO Files. We've added a couple other people to the staff since then. But by and large, we're going back to Laughlin for the UFO Congress and the International Film Festival in February, just like we did last year. So overall, I think most things are staying basically the same. All except our website is very successful now, thanks to you, and we certainly do appreciate that. Had over a million listeners last year. You know, we are going to try to continue the streak this year. But it all started because of KBIX, which is kind of interesting. KBIX is where I started back in the 50s, and it's where I ended up my radio career last year as far as being on the air. This has been our salute to KBIX Radio. I think it'd be a good way to close out the salute to KBIX by actually playing the song that Scott Simon chose that night. You know, he's a big Beatles fan. And by the way, Scott, as you heard on the introduction, works at KOMA News in Oklahoma City now. He loved Apple Records, and Marianne Hopkins had a song on Apple called Goodbye.
Please don't wake me up too late. Tomorrow comes and I will not be late. Late today when it becomes too. Bum bum. must be by his side. Goodbye, 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 my love, goodbye.
Listening to KBIX Muskogee.